Congressman Polis, I know that you have come under fire for your reaction to the immigration law in Arizona. You've compared it to Nazi Germany and talked about racial profiling and Arizona potentially becoming a police state. Now, Colorado Republicans who support the law say that that's dangerous hyperbole. And in fact, Colorado Republican gubernatorial candidate Scott McInnes has said if he was governor, he'd actually sign a law in Colorado on that. Are you seeing this as becoming a dangerously polarizing partisan issue? And if so, what does that mean actually for the passage of any kind of immigration reform?
Well, first of all, I'm just amazed that mainstream Colorado Republicans haven't distanced themselves from this ridiculous law. I mean, you have Jeb Bush and even Mark Rubio, the very conservative candidate for Senate in Florida, who've distanced themselves from their law. So it just shows how out of touch from the mainstream Colorado Republicans are. You know, what we're worried about with this law is, you know, will it help, you know, detain a few more undocumented immigrants? Absolutely. But at what price? What we're worried about is American citizens. I mean, you're an American citizen. You could be third generation, fourth generation, going to 7-Eleven, minding your own business. Who carries their proof of citizenship with them? I don't even have it. It's probably locked in a safe somewhere, my birth certificate. So, I mean, you know, if I happen to have brown skin or have an accent, that means I have to start carrying those documents with me? I mean, you'll have American citizens going to run errands. A cop will say, hey, you know, it looks like they might be undocumented. Say, demand proof, which they have the right to do under the Arizona law. Who the heck carries proof? This poor kid who's a fourth generation, you know, American doesn't have proof. And now all of a sudden they're in a detention facility for days or weeks until they can get the proof brought in that they're an American. I mean, that's outrageous and it's un-American.
It seems that if reform doesn't actually happen at a federal level, we're going to continue to see individual states dealing with these issues themselves, like we've seen in Arizona, potentially Texas. The governor there saying that they would introduce a similar law. Is there a danger that we're going to end up with a patchwork quilt of legislation?
Well, I mean, I certainly understand the frustration Arizona has. I have the same frustration. Most Coloradans have the same frustration. There's a complete breakdown in the rule of law and enforcing our borders. I mean, the federal government has failed completely, and that's why I spent a lot of my time here in Congress fighting to fix this immigration system. We need to know who's here. We need to have real border security. We need to have real employment verification with sanctions. I mean, this is a failure of the federal government, and that's why you're seeing states vainly trying to take it into their own hands.
Well, you gave a very impassioned speech earlier this week imploring and urging your fellow congresspeople to really address this issue. But given the hugely ambitious pieces of legislation that the Congress is already dealing now with financial regulation, and that could take weeks, what is the likelihood of any kind of comprehensive immigration reform really being passed this year?
Well, the way I look at it, it certainly doesn't take any courage for members of Congress to support immigration reform. It takes blind courage for members of Congress to oppose it, because if we don't pass it and the people of this country want it, then I think a lot of Congress people who stand in the way are not going to be here next year, because the people of this country and the people of Arizona and Colorado have said very clearly they want the federal government to fix this broken immigration system. And I've heard that, and I've been working on that since I got here, and I hope that we succeed.
Well, we spoke earlier about the partisan nature of this. Do you have any Republican colleagues, Republican support for what you're proposing?
Well, again, I think it's been very bipartisan in terms of who's been condemning this law. That's why I've been shocked by the some of the Colorado Republicans. You mentioned Scott McInnes, who said he would sign that law. Most mainstream Republicans nationally who have that kind of responsibility have distanced themselves from this because, you know what, it's a federal responsibility to police our borders. We have failed. This is a signal. I mean, I think it'll be ruled unconstitutional because of what it does to American citizens, but I hope that it adds to the urgency for us here in Washington to pass immigration reform. And yes, of course, any immigration reform we pass will be bipartisan.